Assalamu alaikum. This is your host Nosheen, and welcome back to Journey to Jannah. This is episode number 5 of the Becoming a Muslim It Girl series, a series I created to help all my beautiful Muslim sisters out there become the women of their dreams. In today's episode, I will be helping all of you create your ideal morning routine. Routines provide structures for us and help us create a comfortable environment for us to be able to thrive doing the things that we are uncomfortable with. By starting with the routine that we create just for ourselves, we are able to create a positive tone for the rest of the day, and we are able to prioritize our faith, establish our spiritual connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right at the beginning of the day, while also promoting our personal growth and well-being. So together in this episode, we'll be creating a peaceful morning routine that includes positive habits that will set us up for the rest of the day so that we will be successful. Before we start, I want to say a few things. First off, while creating this routine, think of yourself as the woman that you want to become. Embody her and think, what would she do? How would she create this routine? What time would she wake up? Would she go to the gym in the morning, or would she go later in the day? Is that something I need to think about implementing into my routine? What kind of foods would she eat for breakfast? There are so many different questions that you need to ask yourself while doing this. You also need to factor in you as you are right now, your current self. Creating a routine is all about breaking bad habits and creating new ones, and it will 100% take you a little bit to get into the groove of a new routine. So just like right from the beginning, factor in the setbacks that you could potentially have. You want to make a routine that balances both the you that you are right now and the you that you want to become. Because if you do that and you want to become a completely different person than who you are right now, it's going to be really hard to change the habits that you are right now and straight just go into new habits that you've never consistently done before. It's good to slowly change and become that person. Forcing yourself to do things that you don't do right now is good because you are changing and implementing new positive habits. However, a lot of the time when we do this, it starts to become sort of a burden. We end up hating the fact that we have a routine that we need to stick to, and then we just fall out of it altogether. So it's good to strike a balance between the you that you are right now and the you that you want to become. And then slowly, as you are getting used to the new habits that you're implementing, implement more habits. Bring them closer to the habits that your ideal self would have. So for example, let's just say you want to become a morning person. But as of right now, and for your whole entire life, basically, you have been a night person. You generally just cannot get yourself out of bed before 10 o'clock. Don't set the alarm for your new routine at 5 o'clock in the morning every single day, because your routine just isn't realistic in the long run. Yes, in the first few days of trying out this new routine, you're going to be very motivated. And then after a while, the motivation will stop. And that is when you will need to rely solely on discipline to get through that. And that is where so many people fail, because they aren't able to properly discipline themselves to get through it. So if you know you're this kind of person and you won't truly be able to just plow through it using sheer discipline, slowly get yourself into the groove of waking up earlier. So let's just say, first off, start off by setting your alarm at 8 a.m. And then after you get used to that, set it 2 hours back. And then after you get used to that, 1 hour back, you know, just like get yourself used to it. The whole point of it is just to get yourself slowly out of the bad habit that you used to have while not burdening yourself, while also simultaneously getting yourself into the habit that you want to get into and closer to the woman that you want to become. The last thing I want to say is to grab a notebook and a pencil, or whatever it is you use to write, even like on your phone, your notes app, so that you can create a routine while listening to this episode. Pause whenever you need to make sure to ask yourself questions and reflect before creating your perfect routine. Remember, everyone's routine is going to look different. So to start off, we are going to fix our sleep schedules. I know a lot of you guys are probably groaning right now, but it is necessary. So this means that we need to have a set time that we will be waking up at and a set time that we will be going to sleep, so that we are able to wake up on time the next day. So technically speaking, our successful morning routine actually starts the night before. And I know a lot of us have sort of a scrolling addiction. Right when we get into bed, we go on our phones and scroll and scroll and scroll. And then we've decided it's time to go to sleep at 1 o'clock in the morning or 12, you know? And that is a habit that we all need to cut out. Think about it like this. You are choosing to go to bed on time so that you get a good amount of sleep. You are actively choosing to prioritize your physical well-being over doing something that gives you absolutely nothing back except wasted time. Because honestly, what is scrolling doing for you? It's just giving you dopamine and making you lose sleep. And look at it this way. You deserve to have a good night of sleep. You deserve to be able to wake up in the morning feeling refreshed. So look at it that way, not, oh, I have to go to sleep at an early time and I don't get to scroll on my phone. No, look at it positively. You know, look at the good things that it'll do for you. Time-wise, for us as Muslims, it would mean that, you know, if Isha comes late, we have to do everything that we need to do done and out of the way so that when prayer time comes, we simply pray and go to sleep, because Isha, you know, sometimes comes really, really late. For me right now, it comes at around 10-ish. So definitely if it's like somewhere late that around that time or even later, you would definitely need to like do everything you need to do and then pray Isha and then go to sleep right afterwards. The same thing goes for the morning. So if you want to make it a habit to wake up for Fajr and not to go to sleep afterwards, that's absolutely fine. That is a habit that I personally have been trying to make. However, I know that in some parts of the world or in, you know, certain parts of the year, Fajr comes really, really early at like 3 o'clock in the morning and then sunrise is at like 5. So for a lot of us, waking up at Fajr and then staying up after is very hard and it's unreasonable. So in that case, I would just say plan to wake up at the earliest possible time in order to pray Fajr and then going to sleep right afterwards, because the earlier you pray a certain prayer, the more hasanat you will get. So definitely plan on waking up as early as you can. And then you can wake up at the designated time that you have for your morning routine. And of course, the other option is just waking up at Fajr and then staying awake after that and not going to sleep. So you need to pick which one is the kind of schedule that you want to have and fit into your routine, because it's going to be different for everyone. And even just like throughout the year, our routines are going to be different because Fajr prayer is at different times throughout the year. So your own routine will vary throughout the year. But yeah, just pick whenever you feel comfortable waking up. So by now you should have your waking up time for your routine. That should be written down. So now that you have woken up, we are going to start our day with self-care. While this does mean something different for everyone, there are a few things that is universal for all of us Muslim women or just Muslims in general. It is, number one, saying the dua for waking up. So right after you wake up, saying the dua and then praying Fajr. You can choose to pray whenever you feel is best for you. But remember, the earlier you pray, the better it is. Some things I have been doing or trying to do right after I wake up, besides praying, is journaling and breathing exercises. I find that doing these two things just help me get out of bed with a very calm tone set for the rest of the day. The journal I use is the 5-minute gratitude journal, and it just really helps me reflect on what I have to be grateful for and just like realizing everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. I'm able to also set the goals that I have for the day, and I'm able to ask myself, what am I going to accomplish? And it really helps me create a purpose for myself so that I'm not just doing things all day just to do things. I actually have a purpose for the things that I'm doing. And some of the things that you can include in this section for self-care is stretching your body, getting sunlight but going out for a few minutes, reflecting on yourself, reading a book, and honestly anything else that you can think of that is self-care. The important part of this part of your morning is that it is completely for yourself to sit in quiet and peace and think and reflect and be able to just focus solely on yourself. Next, we're going to be making our beds and anything else in our space that needs to be decluttered. It's important to have a clean space. So right after you get out of bed, you need to clean everything and just, you know, make sure that your space is perfect, because I don't know if how it is for you guys, but for me, my room is sort of kind of how my brain is. And if my room is really messy, I just will not be able to function properly because it makes me feel really unproductive. So just make sure that your room is clean, and it'll help you set you up for success for the rest of the day, since that is the first task that you're doing of productivity, and it just makes you feel so good. Now, after this, I want to talk about hygiene. We all have different preferences for when we like to take a shower. So if you like taking showers in the morning, just place that into your routine. If you are more of a person that takes their showers at night, then obviously don't put that in there. We are also going to be putting in skincare onto our morning routine. This comes right after you go out of the shower, so our face is hydrated and we give it the care and attention that it needs. Also, body care. Girl, I don't care if you don't get ashy. It does not matter. We all need lotion on our bodies. Our skin needs lotion, so put it on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us our bodies, and we are supposed to be taking the best care of it. So be on top of that. Next, we have all of the physical tasks that we are going to do. And this is a very broad topic because, again, this means something different for all of us. As an aspiring Muslim girl, we should all be taking care of our bodies. And part of that means working out. This doesn't necessarily mean you need to go to the gym every single morning. If that isn't realistic for you, then don't add that in. We can always do a light walk around the block, or an at-home, you know, 10-minute workout video, or going on the treadmill that you have at your house, or something. Just something to move your body. Do it, because it's very important that we move our bodies and get the physical exercise that we need in order to keep our bodies healthy and functioning. The other part of this that goes into taking care of our bodies is what we eat. So you need to incorporate lots of different things into your breakfast, which should be healthy. You need to incorporate fruits, whole grains, and proteins to be having a balanced and healthy meal. This is something that I am struggling with, but alhamdulillah, it's getting better. And, you know, we all have things that we're working towards. So just make sure that you give your body the energy that it needs, because that is going to be fueling you for the rest of your day until you have your next meal. And also make sure to hydrate yourself. One thing that I have learned, and this is so important, is staying off my phone for the first few hours after I wake up. The content that I consume in the first few hours of my day really creates an imbalance in my brain. And a lot of the time, I have way too much dopamine to be able to focus on anything that I have to focus on, not just in my morning, but throughout the rest of the day. So I just keep my phone off for that first hour or two and just focus on myself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, for me, this is the last step of my routine. You may want to put it further up or like somewhere in the middle, but for me, this is the last step of my routine. It's planning for my day, all the important things, such as any appointments that I have, any meetings, if I'm going out with my friends that day, if I have anything planned just in general. I will have those pre-set, but everything that I'm going to be doing that day, I'm going to be planning right in the morning, because for me, I feel like it's just a lot of pressure on myself before going to bed. I'm like, I know what I have to do for the next day, but I sort of kind of have a bit of anxiety just thinking about it. Like, I have this to do and this to do, and like I can't sleep properly knowing that. So for me, it's a lot easier to just plan what I'm doing the day of instead of planning the night before. But I do know a lot of people do like planning it the night before, and if that's something that you want to do, go ahead. But if you also are somewhat like me, plan your day the day of. Whatever is, again, most comfortable for you, put that into your routine. Now, throughout all of this, I know I didn't really talk about Islam. I talked a little bit about it at the beginning, but I haven't really talked about it throughout everything. That's because I wanted to make this another little portion. As Muslim women, we should be creating routines that are planned around our Islamic duties, and that includes our morning routine. We should be planning our morning routine around our religious obligations, and we should be planning different spiritual activities to do throughout our routines. So some of them are things that we can do while doing other things, for example, like dhikr. So for example, while you're cleaning your bed, you can recite dhikr, or when you're like going on a walk, you can play an Islamic podcast like this one, or you can like listen to a lecture, or even listen to the Quran while you're on that walk. That is something that you're doing for the sake of Allah, you know. Another thing is voluntarily praying the sunnah prayers. So we can pray the 2 rakat sunnah before fajr, or you can pray tahajjud, put tahajjud into your routine. Another thing that you can do is recite Quran after you pray fajr. You know, there's so many different things that you can do religious wise to just put into your routine. These are just a few examples, but the important part of it is that you incorporate these Islamic practices into your routine with sincerity. Make sure your intention is to seek closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to follow the example that is set for us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to set a positive and spiritually uplifting note for the rest of our day. Remember, this is your routine, this is your journey, so embrace it. It will 100% be unique because it's for you. Embrace the process, reflect, and create a routine that resonates with your goals and with your values. Over time, we will have to change our morning routines to fit the lives that we live, because our lives will change, and you know, just like different factors that will play into it, your routine will end up changing. And you know, after even that, your routine will change based off of what you are comfortable with and who you want to become. So don't think of it as something that is going to stay exactly how it is. For a lot of people, it does stay the exact same. They create a simple routine that they stick to for years and years. And that is what we're opting for here. But for, you know, extreme changes, don't feel bad about having to first off set smaller goals and then being able to reach up to that higher goal that you have. So with that, I hope all of you guys have created your morning routine with that, or have at least started to think about how you will shape your morning routine. I hope this has helped you guys greatly. I hope this helped you create your own morning routine, and I will see you guys in my next episode of the Muslim It Girl series here on Journey to Jannah. This is your host, Nosheen, signing out. Assalamu alaikum, my beautiful loves.